Some of y'all think I am joking or it's hyperbole when I say that the Biden regime, the illegitimate Biden regime, because President Trump won the election of 2020, but they stole and rigged the election and put in potato criminal big guy Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., handsy grabby, probably a pedophile, definitely a pervert. No, yeah, he's a pedophile. His daughter Ashley, who is a sex addict, said that in her diary that it was probably because she'd had inappropriate showers with her dad. Ugh. 2020 is a stolen election, and everyone in the illegitimate regime of Joe Biden, everyone, I could confidently say everyone, except for maybe low-level staff or what have you, everyone in the administration, in the cabinet, they're liars. And I call them sons and daughters of Satan because Satan is the father of lies. And what's amazing is the facility, the ease, how the lies just kind of roll off of their tongues. How about this one? This is a whopper. Joe Biden's border chief, that would of course be Alejandro Mayorkas, the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, says he can't explain why hundreds of thousands of migrants are rushing over the border. He has no idea. It's nuanced. It's complicated. Doesn't know why it's happening. On Friday, this was what, we're just a few days away from Title 42 being lifted. This was 6 days before Title 42 is being lifted. He was asked, can you explain why you've seen this big surge of migrants in the last couple of weeks? And this is what he responded. This is a reporter who asked this question. It's very difficult to identify the cause. Yep. It's very difficult to identify the cause why there's a surge at the border. Could it be Alejandro Mayorkas? Perhaps because you have an open border policy. There's no remain in Mexico. Essentially, if you come to the border and turn yourself in, you will be given a piece of paper that says, come back to court so we can see if you should be here or not. Meanwhile, here's some food. Here's a ticket to go wherever you want and work. Oh, and also we signal to the entire world under the fake regime of Joe Biden that we don't care about border security. As a matter of fact, we're going to stop the building of the border that President Trump started and pay millions of dollars to have those walls rotting in the sun. Not to mention that we have George Soros and other globalist organizations out there, and they are telling people, come to the border and we'll let you in. Maybe it's because we've empowered the cartels to smuggle people over. There's a myriad of answers he could have given if he were not a liar, but of course, it's all by design, and he is part of the machine that is doing the bidding of big business globalist overlords and not the American people. And he, with a straight face, says it's very difficult to identify the cause. Well, let's just start off with a simple one. Maybe perhaps, let's just not even talk politics. Let's just talk about common sense. Impoverished people are coming here to work illegally because they know they're allowed to under the Biden administration. May 7th, New York Times. A Venezuelan migrant named Daniel tells them, we just want to work. We just want to work. The goal is to provide for the children a quality of life and educational opportunities, Venezuelan Abel Oveda told Texas Tribune organization. He had settled in Colombia, then went on to Peru, and then decided to migrate with his family late 2022. He says, hey, I'm a hard worker, and I want a better quality of life for my children and educational opportunities for them. Now, right now, I'm not going to get into this man. who arguably is just trying to do what's best for his family. And he sees an opportunity. An opportunity granted to him by Alejandro Mayorkas and the Biden administration of red carpet treatment, just get to the border. And Mayorkas, with a budget of $175 billion, who has intelligence briefings and police agencies information, and is the secretary of a world superpower agency, can't give an explanation on why these people are coming over. Quote, it's very difficult to identify the cause, close quote. Mayorkas to a reporter. Absolutely ridiculous. And of course, it's because he's lying. And we all know he's lying. And the liars reporting the lies know he's lying. And the Republicans know he's lying, yet they haven't impeached him yet. And there you have it. Now, I don't know if you know about what happened in New York, but we have a statement. We have a statement. Lawyers for the former Marine involved in the fatal choking of Jordan Neely. Jordan Neely is a violent repeat offender, mentally ill man who has a record of being violent and harassing people. A veteran and others went to, it appears, put him in a chokehold and stop him from being violent. He has not been charged with the crime, this young man. And Jordan Neely died. Now, this is a story because Jordan Neely is black. And this 24-year-old Daniel Penny is white. Isn't that interesting that we find out that come this week, I'll get into that in a second here, we're going to get a lot more information about the Biden crimes that lead to the Oval Office. And I'm not saying this was a false flag. I'm not saying, but isn't it, what I'm saying is I'm questioning. Let's just put it that way. Let's go back to July 4th weekend, 2016. And we have FBI director, or then FBI director, James Comey, excusing Hillary Clinton for what she did with having an unsecured server and giving access to our enemies of classified information. Treason of the highest order, of which she should have a traitor's reward. But the Department of Justice, via the FBI director, says that no reasonable person would bring this suit. And what do we have just after that? We have these slew, or around that time, these slew of black men caught on tape being shot by police and others. And then we have this shooting of police officers in Texas. The man is chased into a parking garage, multi-level parking garage, and blown up by drone. And then everyone forgets, or the point of it is for everyone to have forgotten about Hillary Clinton and her crimes. We're in lockdown in 2020 due to a pandemic from a really bad flu. Scare people so they could later roll out a bioweapon masquerading as a COVID-19 vaccine. Things are hot and heavy. People are unhappy about being enslaved, being locked up, losing their jobs. Then we have George Floyd and the Summer of Love. Summer of Love, said sarcastically in air quotes. All of a sudden, you can't get COVID out there protesting George Floyd. Things are going horribly for the fake president, Joe Biden, and now we have another race incident. Very reminiscent of George Floyd, a white man choking out a black man, and it's all caught on video. And people are protesting and jumping down on the tracks, stopping trains, stopping a black man from getting off a train. We're going to look at a lot of these things I'm talking about later today on our show, BCP Unfiltered, which is not here on Rumble, but that you can catch on Patreon, Spotify, and Locals. So now we have another race incident. But hey, something's a little bit different this time. Daniel Perry has lawyers and they're being proactive. And his legal team isn't wasting any time. Lawyers for the former Marine involved in the fatal chokehold of a man on a New York subway last week are putting into play one of the basic truths of battle on any terrain. The best defense is a good offense. And Daniel Penny's lawyers are setting out to prove it. In a statement released on behalf of the 24-year-old who has been publicly identified but not yet charged in the death of a mentally disturbed homeless man aboard an F train, the law firm of Razor and Kenneth put the blame for the incident on indifference to the man's mental illness. So we have this statement that came out last week from his attorneys, claiming that his client was threatened along with other passengers and never intended to harm Jordan Neely, who died at Penny's hands. He just wanted to choke him out, which, you know, we have UFC and we have other things where people choke people out. But this man had other issues as well. Now, that's not stopping all of this madness from happening. The new George Floyd. And that's how they operate, folks. That's how they operate. They get people all emotional about issues that aren't the issue or not the main issue. So now it's a race issue. It's not a mental health issue. It's not a safety issue. It's not how come this man didn't get the needed help. Now, if a black guy had choked out a white guy with mental illness, it would have been all about mental illness awareness. We wouldn't even know who the black guy is. Actually, some Black Lives Matter and some black racists probably would have celebrated it. Like they celebrated the very guilty O.J. Simpson. Sickening, I know. But that's the reality of what would have happened. But now they're trying to start a new race thing. And guess what? We're distracted, or some are distracted, against the crimes of the Biden family, which are coming out fast and furious. About Title 42 ending in just a few days and a massive surge coming in. Of inflation continuing unabated. Of the interest rates going up 0.25%. The race incidents, particularly, have fortuitous timing in getting people distracted from what really ails them. As a black man, I'm not worried about getting choked out by a white guy. I'm worried about the hordes of military-aged men coming in through the southern border, many of them. I don't know what the numbers are. I need to look that up. Perhaps most of them. Military-aged men coming without wives and children, unvetted. I'm worried about the thousands of supposed Afghan refugees who we don't know where the hell they are, what they're up to, including people on the known terror list that weren't properly vetted and let in the United States. On your taxpayer dollar, by the way. That's more of a concern to me. But race is an emotional issue. And when you get people emotionally blinded, They're not worried about the true enemy. Divide and conquer, folks. Divide and conquer, one of the oldest plays in the book. If I haven't officially welcomed you, welcome to the BCP podcast on a Monday. I've had a busy day already. Was up. Well, I'm up early anyway, but I was already in front of the camera doing a live interview and an hour segment for Be Alert News with Bishop Leon Benjamin. That was on Brighteon. Now, if you follow me on social media, if you follow me, for instance, on Locals and Patreon, you would have seen a link to that right before it went live. I will post a link to that later once the replay is available to watch. Folks, let me explain what's going on here really quick. If you're new around here, welcome to the BCP family. This is the BCP podcast. My name is James, aka Black Conservative Patriot, the real Black Conservative Patriot, the OG original Black Conservative Patriot. It's going on 2 weeks now, I think, since I was kicked off of YouTube for speaking the truth. The hell with them. We here on the BCP podcast are going to give you the truth. People have been looking for me. Let them know that they can find me here. Wherever you're watching or listening to this on, let your friends, family, neighbors know. Yes, BCP has been kicked off of YouTube. Juniorette, my daughter, is still on YouTube, just reporting the news. But I am no longer allowed to play in their sandbox. We have two shows. The BCP podcast, which you're now listening to, which is freely available to all on Rumble, Patreon, Spotify, Locals. And then I have my other show, BCP Unfiltered. And that show is different from this one. We go more in depth, more analysis, and we cover topics, not because Rumble or other platforms don't let us cover it, but we go in depth in other topics that perhaps we just give a cursory reporting on the BCP podcast. If you want to check that out, please do so. The links are down below in the pinned comment or the first comment or the description box or the podcast show notes on whatever platform you're listening to or watching this on. Please support us by checking out our BCP Unfiltered show. Also, we launched merchandise for the BCP podcast with the BCP podcast logo, my likeness, and the logo. That was launched over this weekend. You can go to therealbcp.store, therealbcp.store, or the link down below once again to access it. We no longer have what was our biggest revenue source from YouTube, so your support is greatly appreciated. The best way you can support us is checking out our show, BCP Unfiltered, and if you like it, becoming a supporter and having access to all of our programming as a BCP Unfiltered exclusive content supporter. So what's really going on here, folks? What's really going on here? Well, since we're talking about our open borders and illegal immigration, Texas State Police have officially identified the man responsible for slaughtering 8 innocent people in Allen, Texas. Now, I'm getting a little bit confused reporting here. I believe I initially had read that Mauricio Martinez Garcia of Dallas, Texas, was here illegally. But as I'm refreshing and looking at this article, it is now saying that it is unknown whether Garcia is a legal resident of the United States or not. So I'll give you an update on that news as we have it. But FBI agents were on Sunday morning yesterday speaking with the family inside their home and a translator had been requested. So, read into that what you will. We will have more information forthcoming. So this happened at the Allen Premium Outlet Mall in Allen, Texas on Saturday. But you're supposed to be worried about getting choked out by some white guy on a public transportation, some sort of, whether it's a train or a bus or what have you. Not worried about the thieves robbing you blind with inflation, high taxes, supporting, I don't know, let's say an unnecessary support of a war by proxy with Russia. At least there are some folks that are protecting the taxpayer. And right now in Oklahoma, that's Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt. Now he's getting a whole bunch of pushback for his decision to defund the state's PBS station. But he's pushing back against the pushback. Governor Stitt is defending his decision to defund PBS because, quote, indoctrination and over-sexualization of our children, close quote. In a decent society, even Democrats would have a problem with this. Stitt vetoed a bill last week that would have funded the Oklahoma Educational Television Authority all the way through 2026, but he said he's not going to do it, citing the increasing LGBTQ content. And not just some of the other programming on there, but the big one, including Sesame Street. Quote, I don't think Oklahomans want to use their tax dollars to indoctrinate kids. And some of the stuff that they're showing is just overly sexualizes our kids. So unless the legislature decides to override the veto, the indoctrination and sexualization of our children via PBS on Oklahoma stations goes off the air on July 1st. Now, let me share with you what are some of the things that Governor Stitt objected to. This is what he said. Quote, you know, the big question is why are we spending tax dollars to prop up or compete with the private sector and run television stations? And then when you go through all the programming that's happening and indoctrination and over-sexualization of our children, it's just really problematic and it doesn't line up with Oklahoma values. He gave this as an example. He cited the segment, Let's Learn, where a character named Lil Hot Mess read a book called The Hips on the Drag Queen Go Swish, Swish, Swish. Lil Hot Mess? Little Hot Mess. Is that really necessary, folks, that we taxpayers, whether it's Oklahoma or any state, pay for the funding of this trash and filth? When you think about educating kids, let's teach them to read their numbers and counting letters and those kinds of things, Governor Stitt said. I mean, some of the programming that we're seeing, it just doesn't need to be on public television. While we have Governor Stitt doing that, this is what we have going on over in New York City in a Catholic church. Now, I know some of my Catholic brothers and sisters are going to be very frustrated with this one. And if you're in New York City and you are against this type of activity and behavior, I'm giving the information so you can let your diocese know that you're not for this. The Manhattan Church of St. Paul the Apostle are hosting an exhibit, some calling it shocking, called God is Trans, A Queer Spiritual Journey. It's a series of paintings that have been placed next to the church's altar. Here's what the artist is describing the exhibit as. The God is Trans, A Queer Spiritual Journey. The artist's name is Ada Unachukwu. I don't know if he's, I don't know this name. I would sounds African to me, perhaps Nigerian. God is Trans maps the queer spiritual journey by three significant points: sacrifice, identity, and communion. The painting Sacrifice and its complementary act in the film speak to the need to shed an old life and personhood in order to be able to focus on your spiritual need. There is no devil, just past slaves. Oh, sorry, just past selves. This is where I need to put my glasses on, folks. There is no devil. This in a church exhibit. Identity is the most impactful part of the exhibition. What does holiness look like? What does your God look like? Are these two portrayals that can be merged? Finally, communion rounds out the spiritual journey by placing God and the mortal man on the same plane to speak to one another. This part of the installation is about a spiritual home and the ways we can achieve this home in our everyday lives. God is Trans, a queer spiritual journey. Now, God did his send his son, Jesus Christ, who went through all of those mortal pains and feelings as a perfect man, as a son of God. So he understands our suffering, our pain, our challenges, including our trans brothers and sisters, our transgender brothers and sisters, as well as our other brothers and sisters that are plagued with mental illnesses. Because gender dysphoria is a mental illness, folks. I know not politically correct or woke to say this, but those are the facts. And yes, you can talk to God on the same plane. It's called prayer. Jesus Christ himself taught us how to do it. Our Father, our art in heaven, you open up your heart and your soul and your feelings of gratitude to God in prayer. You ask him for those things that you need, those challenges that you have, those mental illnesses that you have. You do that in the name of Jesus Christ. And blessings and healing will come your way with the help of people who love you. The queer spiritual journey is ridiculous. God is not trans. God is God. He's our Father. This is very interesting news here, folks. So, as I had been reporting when I was on YouTube, and I'm doing now here on the BCP podcast, and have been doing, Fox News back in April reached a settlement with Dominion Voting Systems. That happened on the first day of the trial. They didn't go to trial for $787 odd million dollars. Delaware Superior Court Judge Eric Davis told the court the parties have resolved their case. The original suit was for $1.6 billion over false election rigging claims. Okay? And we know because of Dominion lawyer Justin Nelson that the settlement was more than $787 million. Now we have this. Dominion lawyer Nelson made these comments following the agreement. The truth matters, lies have consequences. Over 2 years ago, a torrent of lies swept Dominion and election officials across America into an alternative universe of conspiracy theories, causing grievous harm. I guess we're supposed to forget that we have a First Amendment right because you will be sued to oblivion if you give your opinion. Remember, folks, your opinion doesn't even have to be right. I can say anything I want. An opinion and be protected by the First Amendment. Of course, we're not talking about yelling fire in a crowded theater. We're not talking about things that have been upheld for dangerous or liable things that we know that are absolutely false, okay? But we're about to give our opinion like the 2020 election was stolen, which, by the way, it's not an opinion, it's fact. The 2020 election was stolen. And Joe Biden is an illegitimate president. I mean, he's legitimately the president in that he was sworn in and Congress went and certified the election, but he's not the legitimate winner. And they want to criminalize that, whether it's our J6 political prisoners, whether it's Fox News and others for exposing it. The beginning of this, of my having programming outside of YouTube is because YouTube tried to cancel me 2 years ago for reporting on January 6th, for reporting on the stolen election. They destroy you. They try to destroy you monetarily, your reputation, put you in jail, or hit you with a $787 million settlement. But here's what's going on. We have had tons of leaks of Tucker Carlson texts, which were part of the lawsuit that never went forward. They settled. And Fox News, as much as I can't stand them, are right on this account. Fox News demanded that Dominion Voting Systems conduct an internal investigation to determine whether it was responsible for the leak of damning text messages sent by former anchor Tucker Carlson. Recently, Fox wrote Dominion saying evidence documents it provided to the co evidence. Okay. Recently, Fox wrote Dominion saying evidence documents it provided to the company during recent litigation have been disclosed to media organizations and published for mass consumption. In other words, Dominion is leaking the information that Fox gave them in good faith, which is not supposed to be out in the public forum. Fox asked Dominion to launch an internal probe to investigate and confirm, quote, that you are not the source of these improper disclosures, close quote. The outlet wrote that if Dominion were behind the leak, it would violate the text and spirit of the party's agreement. Wow, sounds like Fox maybe is looking for an out, rightfully so, for paying this, if Dominion is not keeping up their part of the bargain. Now, of course, this is going to go nowhere if Fox tries to do this because this is all in the name of destroying Tucker Carlson. And there is no fairness in dealing with these devils. Some of Carlson's messages provided to Dominion during legal proceedings had previously been released, but since the settlement was announced, a number of unreleased and unredacted messages were leaked to the media. Those messages included Carlson telling a producer that a video of three people attacking a victim around January 6th were not how white men fight. Another leak included text showing Carlson had used the C word to refer to a colleague. I missed that one. So Dominion gets to leak and break their things, and of course, there will be no consequences. Now, this is what I was referring to earlier in the episode about what's happening this week. Yesterday, Representative Nancy Mace was with Trey Gowdy on Fox News to talk about the Biden crime family financial scandal. I'm going to delve more into this in our upcoming episode today of BCP Unfiltered. This will be covered, let me tell you what episode we're on later today, Monday, May 8th, will be episode 328, number 328 of BCP Unfiltered. It's actually not episode 320, it's episode 328, but that's short for episode 28 of our third season. That's right, we're on our third season of the BCP Unfiltered show. I'll go more into detail on this story over there later today. But I'm not going to cheat you. Let me give you the basics of what Representative Nancy Mace said. Let me quote her. She said, "We're going to have a press conference on Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. to reveal more evidence that we found, suspicious activity reports and bank records. There's also a deadline on Wednesday for that document that we're looking for from the FBI. This is very troubling." Other things were said in the conversation. Like I said, we'll cover that later today in our show, BCP Unfiltered, which, of course, once again, you can find on Patreon, Spotify, and Locals. Many of you are probably consuming this same episode on those platforms, but you can exclusively see our BCP Unfiltered only on Patreon, Spotify, and Locals, and also wherever you can hear the BCP podcast. In other words, the BCP unfiltered show will not be available to those of you watching this on Rumble. By the way, once again, folks, if you want to support my work, you can do that at becoming a supporter of the BCP Unfiltered Show. You can also pick up some merchandise. We have our merch store, therealbcp.store, therealbcp.store. There'll be a link down below. Trump is suffering no fools and had a very, very busy weekend calling out the, quote, Trump-hating slimeball known as Special Counsel Jack Smith. Of course, this is all due to yet the latest leak to the media from the Leaking Like a Sieve. And these aren't leaks, folks. These are planted misinformation, disinformation. Once again, we know from Saul Alinsky tactics that you always accuse your opponent of what you are actually doing. And as they say that President Trump was part of the Russian propaganda and he's sharing misinformation, disinformation, and conspiracy theories, that's actually what the left is doing. And that's why President Trump went off on Special Counsel Jack Smith this weekend. Now, we know that they're nearing the end of the investigation. We know this because they invited Trump to come and Trump's lawyers and give final statements and how grand juries and special counsels work. Generally, we see these things happening right before they are about to either close the case or issue an indictment. Now, according to these same leaks to the usual players, New York Times, The Washington Post, CNN, Jack Smith is in fact preparing to charge President Trump with obstruction of justice. Let's not forget that President Trump hadn't committed a crime, as we see with his Alvin Bragg case, where they elevated the misdemeanors to a Class F felony based on the fact that, not on the fact, on the contention they're saying Alvin Bragg tried to make the case that they hit President Trump with felonies because he was trying to hide a crime and therefore they're allowed to elevate misdemeanors to felonies, but yet they won't reveal what the underlying crime that he was trying to cover up was that allowed them or in their minds justified them elevating the misdemeanors to felonies. Of course, if that sounds confusing to you, it should sound confusing to you because it's confusing. There's no crime, underlying crime. It's just a bunch of legalese. So in these numerous leaks to CNN, Washington Post, and New York Times, it seems that Jack Smith is preparing to charge Trump with obstruction of justice, even though he never committed a crime in which justice was obstructed. This is what President Trump had to say. This is via Truth Social over the weekend. The special prosecutor, Jack Smith, who is harassing, threatening, and terrorizing people who work for me, probably illegally, and totally at odds with the way crooked Joe Biden is being treated, will no longer be known as a special prosecutor, but rather the special persecutor. He is a Trump-hating slimeball who is going far beyond the original instructions of the Department of Injustice. The witch hunt continues, and as always, with the radical left, country-destroying lunatics. He also truthed out, the special prosecutor is harassing and threatening my people over the documents hoax, while nothing is being done with respect to crooked Joe Biden's many times more documents, especially those stored in Chinatown and Delaware. Chinatown in all caps, by the way. Another Russia-style witch hunt under the Presidential Records Act. I have done everything right, except that I probably should not have returned documents until it was all settled. I had every right to have them, with the right also to declassify. Also, just as in the Mueller scam case, you can't have obstruction of justice if there is no crime, or even more so if they make up a crime. And then we have this one. He tweeted pictures of Alvin Bragg, the DA out of New York, and Letitia James, the Attorney General out of New York. These are the prosecutors that Merrick Garland and crooked Joe Biden have illegally unleashed on me in order to interfere with the upcoming 2024 election. They don't want me to get the nomination because they know I won twice, did much better the second time, and are also leading Biden big in the polls. How would you like to be simultaneously fighting the group of thugs, radical left, Marxists, racists, and lunatics. But it's what I do to make America great again and save our country. Bravo, President Trump. Bravo. We appreciate the good fight for us. And folks, that's how it is. These are evil, nasty slime balls. I've been canceled from Facebook, YouTube, still not on Twitter after getting canceled. Oh, folks, these are truly the racists. The liberals are the true racists. They hate us black people, especially when we get off their plantation like yours truly. You can call me James, you can call me BCP, but you're not going to call me silent. And so we reap the whirlwind. And President Trump has been reaping the whirlwind as he's been fighting for us. And he does it to make America great again and save our country. Folks, I'm doing this because at this point, I'm not trying to be negative, but if we could have a modicum of what America represented for my grandchildren, that'd be a small win. But I want them to have the America I essentially grew up in, not the perfect America. I believe that, for instance, I think we pretty much had beat racism until we got Obama and he stirred the pot again. Instead of being as terrible as Obama as a president was, he could have gone down in history as being a unifier. He could have been like a Marxist, but a Marxist that was like healing in the realm of racism. But no, Marxists, these treasonous, traitorous, rat bastards, sons and daughters of Satan, they're all about division and hate, and he didn't do that. But right before Obama came in, I'm not saying things were perfect, but things were, I was optimistic. We were no longer going to have a Bush. Maybe we could have someone else come in that wasn't part of the deep state. But race, I don't know, I think we'd gotten over that. We were dealing with the economy. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying the Bush administration, I can't stand the Bush administration. I'm not saying that they were a good administration. But I'm saying socially, things were better in America. We didn't have the censorship. We still valued that it's a free country. I can say whatever I want. We didn't have this transgender nonsense and BS. But things have just gotten progressively, and I use the word progressive on purpose here, by design, have progressively gotten worse. I can't wait for President Trump to continue fighting to make America great again, save our country. Now he's not the savior. He can't do it alone. It's not all about him. But he is a warrior that's taken on the deep state for us, and I truly appreciate that. I love President Trump, the greatest president of my lifetime. And me being so MAGA has led me to not being on the largest video platform, YouTube. The hell with them. It's so much fun to speak in this manner, openly, without having to worry about the YouTube algorithm. For those of you that watch me on YouTube, I am sure you're appreciating this more palatable version of not having to, not in lie, but just leave out certain things for the YouTube audience. And I appreciate you following me here. Folks, we are now, let me address a quick thing for those of you on Rumble. Since I wasn't active on Rumble, I had set up a channel on Rumble a couple years ago when it looked like they were going to boot me the first time the YouTube tried to boot me for pointing out that Trump was a legitimate winner of 2020. Other people have started other Rumble channels with my name, Black Sort of Patriot. The verified one is the one with the green check mark. Now, there are two of those, and they are both my channel. There's one now approximating 30,000 subscribers and another one that has 4,000. Those are both mine. But please follow me on the one that has the bigger number. That's the one we want to grow. Okay? But if you're watching this on Rumble, you're on the right place. You're in the right place. Now, the economy was great under President Trump. But let me give you a few things in conclusion of this BCP report. Let's look at the Biden effect. We have a industry-leading firm that does analysis on global financial markets. They published their data on, let's just look at tech layoffs for 2023. It's already topped 190,000. Why is that significant? Well, let's see. We're on May 8th as of the recording of this. And all of last year, there was 165,000. But hey, the bad tech companies, let them fall. Let them crumble. But unfortunately, it's not just the tech sector. By the way, a senior Google software engineer has jumped to their death from the New York City headquarters. This is the second employee to commit suicide this year. Maybe they're saddened that my show is no longer on Google's YouTube platform. Thanks for being here, folks. Big hug to all of y'all. Once again, don't forget to check out my BCP Unfiltered show. It'll be up in a few hours. You can catch it on Patreon, Spotify, and Locals. Let me give you the URLs for that. You can go to therealbcp.com, therealbcp.com. Join our community for free over on Locals, and you'll be able to see our exclusive content over there by becoming a paid subscriber. But you'll also be able to interact and see other content that is not exclusive. So that's a great place to watch this program and also get access to exclusive content. You can also go over to bcpextras.com. If you don't really want to be in a social media environment, if you just want to go one place where you can watch all of my content, bcpextras.com is a place to go. That's on Patreon. You go in and all my content is listed in order. Both the BCP Unfiltered program as well as this program. And then there are several levels of support that you can do there depending on how much access you want to have to my reports. And then we are on all of the major podcast platforms. And you can actually watch the BCP Unfiltered show in video format as well on Spotify. It's the only Spotify is the only BCP podcast on the podcast platforms where you can also watch the show. And don't forget that we've rolled out our new merch at therealbcp.store. Until the next episode, ciao, goodbye, God bless. Please let all your friends and family know who are missing me on YouTube where to find me. I will need you to spread the word. Thank you, ciao, goodbye, God bless.